What was the worst job that you've had? You can tweet at PetchNamey or 424-1234 to be a part of the show. Chris Pratt was on talking about his days waiting tables.
Look, it was a terrible restaurant, and it was. It was just awful. And I'd work the nights, and I had no money, and no one was coming to the restaurant, so I wasn't making any tip. I'd make like 20 or 30 bucks a day, maybe.
Hands down, I agree. My days as a server, you know, when you have things in your life, you're like, wow, I'm still so thankful that I'm not doing that. When I was done, I was a server for 3 or 4 years in between college and stuff. And when I graduated college, I said to unless I'm in the position where I absolutely have to, I will not wait tables because I absolutely hated it. You are strictly relying on people's kindness, how they feel. You're at the whims of whatever kind of day they've had. And I still have nightmares. I was working at this place called the 45th Street Pub in Edgewater, New Jersey. And I was there on a Tuesday night. Uh-huh. I think I had maybe 15 or 16 tables. I was the only server there. Tuesdays are the slowest night in any service industry. And so there's one bartender and me. And if you are out, you can see that there's only one server running around. Uh-huh. I would go and, oh, can I get honey mustard? And then I go get them honey mustard. Oh, can I have sweet tea? Like, I was just here. Ask for it all at once. Stop making me run around. And the final straw was I was alone on a Sunday and when I first started there, I was making $300 or $400 a night.
Wow.
I was raking in the dough, but then they changed all their specials and you bring a different kind of clientele in with that. Mm-hmm. And so they had changed their Sunday specials to 25-cent wings and $5 pitchers.
Okay.
And I had worked, I think I had $1,000 in sales and I had worked a double. So technically going off 20% tips, I should have had $200. Mm-hmm. And as a server, I'm good because I don't mind running around. Mm-hmm. I'm friendly. I can talk to anybody one-on-one. So I know that it's not me. Before you call up here and say, it's probably your poor attitude that wasn't it. I think I had like $50 at the end of the day. Like I had people going, oh, I'll get you next time I'm in. Saying that kind of stuff. Yeah. And in the meantime, two tables left, didn't pay their check. They just walked right out the door. And so my manager tried to get me to pay their really? Checks, which means it would have cost me to go to work. The two tables checks were more than the $50 I had made in tips. And it would have cost me to go to work for 10 hours that day. And I was furious and I quit on the spot. And
I was going
to
say that.
I never do that. I've never ever. That was the one and only time I've done that in my life.
Yeah.
And after that, I said, I will never go back to serving unless I am at rock bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't do it. I was so miserable. That was one of the worst jobs I've ever had.
I know that I was. Think how old I was now, but when I first kind of like left school, like I was doing construction stuff, and it got to this point where things had slowed down quite badly. And someone I knew said, "Oh, this guy owns this car dealership, and he's looking for people to kind of like deliver cars around the dealership and stuff." So I'm like, "Okay," so I did that for a couple of days, kind of all right, and then he turned around and said, "Oh, he's looking for someone to look after the grounds on his house." So I'm like, okay. So I'm like, well, I've got to do something.
Sure.
So I ended up like, he had this massive big like farmhouse.
Okay.
And he liked to keep things like turkeys, peacocks, like all these weird like
birds.
Yeah. So I spent a good chunk of my time like shoveling bird poop up in out of these barns and stuff. Just horrible.
You could be a big success. You've already maintained chicken coops. You're going to make it big here in Delaware. This, you moved to the right state.
And it's funny because when I smell that, get that chicken smell, I'm like,
it just takes you right back there.
It does.
Is it still a job that you're just so grateful you're not doing? Like when I go out to restaurants, I'm like, God, I'm so glad that's not me. I'm just so glad it's not me. So what is the worst job that you've ever had? You can tweet at PetchNamey 424-1234 be part of the show.